Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo, Coney Alive, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Good luck to our buddy Nick Stubbe, Fat Perez, today. That is the qualifier, the PGA qualifier for the Myrtle Beach thing is today. So all those YouTube influencers that get a chance to play in a PGA event or an opportunity to qualify for a PGA event, it is happening today.
So what are they qualifying for? Which one?
The Myrtle Beach, whatever that one is. Myrtle Beach Classic.
All right, so how many guys are actually trying to qualify and how many can make it?
I believe one makes it.
One makes it.
And it's a 16, it's a 16-man qualifying event. Where eight golf content creators are among those looking to earn a spot.
Okay.
So there's eight content creators, and then there's a couple Korn Ferry tour guys that are there.
So Fat Perez is one of them?
He's there, man. Yeah, he's there. There's some better golf. He's great, but there's some better golfers in this thing. If he ended up pulling that off and being the guy, it would be amazing. But
any odds on this?
I have not seen any odds. I don't know.
Some odds on that.
Yeah,
you could probably watch it on PGA Tour television or streaming, right? I would imagine.
I don't think so.
There's gotta be nothing. Honest with you.
I don't.
Golf Channel wouldn't carry it.
Well, Golf Channel's got the rest of the event from yesterday right now. So that's what they have. So I don't know when. I don't know when they're teeing off. But just a shout out to him. That'd be something else.
That would be amazing. You introduced us to Fat Perez. Could you imagine if he goes on and he qualifies and then wins the tournament?
Or at least he's up in like a top 10 and we're watching him on a Sunday
out
there.
It's probably exactly what the PGA Tour needs.
Yeah. Imagine you sitting there with like Rory, Myrtle Beach in the final pairing. He's just all 350 pounds of him. I'm standing next to Rory McIlroy. That would be absolutely spectacular. But yeah, there he is on CBS Sports Network. So good luck, Nick. We'll be rooting for you and some of those other guys that are working their asses off for creating that content. All right. So you guys were talking about that documentary, the Patriots documentary. You want to have the guy who created it in.
Yes.
And how everybody's into that.
Matt Hamachek, yeah.
Yeah. I got to throw this one out there for anybody that has seen this thing. And I know I asked both you guys off the air. Netflix has done this documentary. I actually think are you familiar with the Duplass brothers? They've done a bunch of documentaries. They had an HBO show, Mark Duplass. Guarantee if you Googled them, you'd recognize the guy. So they're the guys behind this. And it's called The Octopus Murders. And it has to do with a lot of conspiracy, FBI, CIA, U.S. government in the 80s, 70s and 80s. And it basically starts... There was a journalist who was looking into all this stuff. He was found dead in a hotel room. clearly they tried to make it look like a suicide. They had cut his wrist. It was not a suicide. He was murdered because he got too close to this thing. Some other guy now has taken over this story.
Got too close to this thing.
Yeah.
What is this thing?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
I have no idea.
I'm still trying to figure this out. So I do and I don't. So basically, it's just the intelligence agencies doing certain things that are breaking the rules in a way to give our country an advantage.
So is this
in
like,
certain things?
You know, guns to the Contras?
That's one of them, yes.
Okay.
And then also,
was there anything to do with Ronald Reagan's assassination attempt or any of that?
I haven't finished the last episode, so I don't know if that's a part of it. But the Carter Reagan election with the Iranian hostages.
Oh yeah,
the Iranian hostages. That we all remember that Iran Contra, like Iranian hostages.
Yeah, right.
So they ran on that platform. Like Reagan was like, you know, this would never happen if I were in office. Mm-hmm. So then there's some paper trails of basically payments to Iran, saying, why don't you hold on to these hostages until after the election? Make sure they're taken care of.
Would any of that surprise anything? Especially after what we went through in 2020?
100 I'm not saying I'm surprised. Okay. It's not me being surprised.
Yep.
It's just to see all of this. This is just one layer of this craziness, right? So, and then, of course, the day that he's elected, boom, the hostages are at an airport in the U.S. soil again, right? Just like that. There was another, this program was like the first computer intelligence program called Promise, and how the U.S. government hired this crazy whiz, Michael Ricconosciuto, to build a back door into this intelligence software that the U.S. was selling to other countries. And then this guy had this trap door where he could write code and get into it and see what all the other countries were doing with their intelligence agencies.
Very smart.
Yeah, right. So this, it would have all these different things. And then there was this guy, nobody knew what he did or who he was or who he worked for. And then he's setting up shop on some Indian reservation in California, like with these Nicaraguans, like shooting off guns in the middle of the night and selling these guys weapons. And then they're using the reservation because of the whatever the laws are that you could skirt with these things. And then, like, they built some casino there, but that was just a front to be able to do what all whatever the government operations were. And I, like, you need to be as locked in, like, the attention span that we have Americans today.
No good.
This documentary puts it to the test because you cannot put your phone down take your attention off the TV and look at your phone for a second without missing something. And then you're completely lost and you got to rewind. And then, so I do recommend it, but I have a feeling that you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to watch it. And this is no offense to Al, just no, because I've had a little bit of a tough time. Al's going to start it, and he's going to be out immediately.
My Netflix must know this already, because I watch every murder documentary, any conspiracy documentary. And I told you, this hasn't even popped up on my Netflix, and I looked at the cover art to see. I do not recognize this at all. My Netflix knows I'm not going to be able to figure this out.
That's funny.
Yeah, I can see that.
And how about this? Remember we were talking about that other documentary was like Lover, Stalker, Killer, and how the real person involved was doing the reenactments? In this one, it's even stranger. So there's the journalist who gets murdered back in 1991 looking into this thing. Now there's this younger guy who has now taken over this story who looks like the guy who was murdered, just like randomly. And that guy who's working on the story is acting in the reenactment of the guy who got murdered back in the 90s. So he's now playing that guy, but he's a real guy in the story as well.
That would have been like Brad Maynard playing Helen Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just like, and this is one of those things, and the, like, no offense to Al, no offense to Gina. I'm trying to be very kind. Gina would not be, she done. Absolutely. She wouldn't make it through. I didn't even ask her to watch this with me because she is all over the place. I mean, the fact that she concentrates on watching the, you know, Bravo shows is amazing to me.
Well, that interests her.
It does, but I mean, like we watched the end of the True Detective on HBO Max, and I kind of knew what happened, but it was a little confusing, but I had like 90% of it figured out. And she goes, I have no idea what just happened. And she wanted me to explain it to her. I just said, no, I'm not.
Oh, you're mean.
Because here's what would have happened. Because I've been married to her long enough to know this is what would have happened. I would have started explaining it to her, and then she would have checked out a minute into me explaining it to her, going, I don't understand, whatever, and just, like, walked away. So I'm like, why am I going to waste,
you know? Yes, okay.
Like, if you... Like,
you don't want to waste your time, I guess.
If you're really that interested in it...
Oh, man.
Go look it up. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't feel like figuring that out.
You know what? I'll try to check it out. I'll try to watch this thing if I can figure it out.
Yeah.
It would interest me.
Oh, yeah. It definitely would. And then there's what I love is how, like, oh, this guy's onto it. Boom. Make him disappear. Mm-hmm. It was like all these people would, like, kind of figure things out. And it was like, all right, now you're dead.
Are the Clintons involved?
Not in this particular one.
No, they got a lot of dead people in their lives.
The Reagan administration is, though, which okay. is funny. So it's like they were talking about the hostages and how they were released. And it was just, so Ronald Reagan's out on a golf course, right?
Yeah.
And they're asking him, is like, did you have any contact with the Iranians about the hostages before you were president? He's like, oh, no, no, I haven't talked to them. I wasn't president. Did anybody from your campaign, he's like holding a golf ball at a club, anybody from your campaign reach out to the Iranians about the hostages and then keep them? And he's like, well, I don't know. I can't keep control of everybody. I'm just like, whoa! mind-blowing!
Yeah, so somebody, crazy! Yeah, so somebody was in contact.
Yeah! But you think about, like... Like, the, I don't know, in this day and age of, like, conspiracy theories that are going on everywhere and that more people are...
aware of it.
Yes.
Yes.
To go back and to see, like, this, there are facts here. You know what I'm saying? Of things yeah. that went on. Like, and it's just crazy to think. And then you start thinking, what's going on now? And then you get these guys that know, like, there was the son of... One of these guys was involved, like these weapons dealers, a guy who did all this stuff on the Indian reservation. And his son had, like, no clue what his father... He's like, we moved to Lexington, then we moved over to France, and then we went down to Texas, and then we went out to California, then we lived 6 months down in Brazil, and then I went to South Africa. And he's like, what'd your dad do? He's like, he was an advocate for people who, you know, that's the mystery of him. I don't know. You know, and this guy, he worked for...
I mean, if he worked for a government agency, he couldn't tell his son what he was doing.
Well, true. That is true. But then there was, like, a different, like, intelligence. You'd love this. Now I'm thinking about this. You would love
okay.
this.
Okay.
All right. So, like, all these, like, retired CIA and FBI guys all started working for this corporation, Wackenhut. Wackenhut. So, like, the whole board of Wackenhut was all these, like, CIA guys. And then they would really be, like, running... all the intelligence from this front of this corporation.
I'll check out Wackenhut.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still...
Maybe they have a new documentary comes out, Wackenhut.
That could be one of those be careful of typing situations.
Yeah. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was...
Your computer could blow up.
I'm telling you, when I was done with the first episode of this, I was peeking out of my windows. Like, I was just putting the curtain out, and I was just like looking outside. What's going on? What's happening out there? This is what happens, though, when you, like, you only have, like, you know... a Knicks game here, an Islanders game here.
Yeah, you get stuck in these other things.
Now I'm watching all this other stuff. Now I'm all caught up with all the other stuff. Oh, by the way, Islanders making a run.
They are.
They better not trade anybody away.
Well, this is the interesting part of the season because the trade deadline is on the 8th. And, you know, the Rangers play Florida tonight, and then they don't have a game until Saturday. And Chris Drury will have to make some sort of moves. He has to.
Yeah.
You know, and what really sucks about it, because, you know, I do see both sides of it. There are guys that don't want to leave that may have to leave. There are guys that, you know, love their teammates, love their teams, and they want to stay with their teams. And a good thing for the Islanders is that they figured it out maybe here over the last 3 to 4 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, winning in Dallas, winning in Detroit, and then absolutely hammering the Bruins, you know, tells you that, you know, whatever has happened in that room, it has happened for the positive.
Sure.
And maybe they, and with that goalie and with that defense when they're healthy. You know,
and they got games in hand with the teams in front of them.
A couple of games, yeah, a couple of games.
I think three with the Red Wings.
But the team that they need to keep their eye on is the Flyers. Mm. The Flyers are dropping.
Yep.
You know, don't think about being a wild card. Think about being the third seed in your Metro.
Yeah. How many points are they out of that? Because I know they're six out of the wild
card. I want to say five, maybe.
Okay. Let's take a look just to make sure. But yeah, whatever happened, they are back.
You know, you have to remember. So when you think back to the amazing game between them and the Rangers over at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, five is the answer.
All right. Mm-hmm. The amazing game between them and the Rangers at MetLife Stadium. They had a 2-goal lead.
Yeah.
And the Rangers scored 2 goals to tie the game by pulling the goalie.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, the other night the Rangers had to pull a goalie and they tied the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't happen a lot.
No.
I mean, the Islanders, you know, 2-goal lead, this is why I'm saying that there's reinforcements have to come for the Rangers. They just have to. And, you know, I know who I'd like to have, and then I think they would have a full team and a solid team, and they could play against anybody, but tonight will be a real test because Florida flies up and down the ice. They can be physical if they want to be, but they'd rather play hockey, and they are about as entertaining a hockey team as there is in the NFL. I mean, NHL. NFL.
Yeah.
NHL, well,
we love our NFL around here, so we're never too far away from the NFL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo is here, but I do want to take this call on this Netflix documentary I was talking about just before we get too far away from it. CeeLo will have his update. Knicks and all that good stuff. He loves his spring training baseball, CeeLo, so I'm sure he's going to have a lot of cuts.
Maybe, I got some different stuff
maybe
this
we'll
hour.
Be blessed with another Carlos Mendoza.
I mean, I played that tongue-in-cheek. I hope that came across.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dan on Long Island. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, G. Hey, Boomer. Hey, CeeLo. How's it going?
What's up, man?
What's up, Dan?
I am hooked on this Octopus Murders. I'm only 2 episodes in, but the end of the 2nd episode, when this guy, Reconosciuto, gets out of jail, and he's jumping in the car. He's like, we got to get out of here, and it just cuts. I almost had to stay up another 2 hours and watch the next 3 episodes.
It's intense. Have you had any trouble keeping up with how crazy it is with all the different layers and tentacles?
It is. I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but it's almost like in that territory with just a million different people's names, and it's like, who is this guy? What's that guy's deal? But your analysis was spot on. I was just listening on my ride into work this morning. My dad is, yep, that's it.
Yeah, and I definitely recommend it. Thanks, Dan. Yeah, this is Michael Reconosciuto. So he was the guy who was doing those trap doors into the software that they were selling. Yeah. He was also a part of different government things, and he was a genius, absolute genius. So then he starts talking about, because he feels like he's doing the wrong thing, and journalists are reaching out to him, so he starts talking about how he's doing some stuff. Ooh. So the next thing you know, he's arrested on drug charges that he had in his past, and he ends up doing 26 years in jail for these minor drug charges. So there's people, these law enforcement people, like, we've never seen anybody stay in jail as long as he had on these charges, because they, once he started talking, boom, throw him in jail. Can't kill him, because if you kill him, it's going to be way too obvious. So the guy's making the documentary, the new journalist who's covering the story, he picks him up at jail when he comes out, and he's like, there's something going on. This is weird, man. This is weird. And they get in the car and they drive off. It's like, just go. And it's like all like in real time. And he is so scared for his life, this guy, Michael Reconosciuto, that he doesn't go to his parole hearing because he thought he was going to get murdered. So they would put him back in jail because he thought he was safer there. Crazy.
And this just is taking nuts. Place where?
Everywhere, man.
Where was this guy in prison?
I forget.
Foreign country, I assume.
No.
This is
here.
In the United States?
Oh, yeah. This is a whole U.S.
It's all U.S.
Was he a whistleblower?
Technically, no.
No, okay.
Technically, I would
basically,
not.
Basically, he was committing treason then.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
But it's tough. See, this is why, this is a gray area.
Seems like the kind of you got to take notes during the show almost.
I'll get involved, and then we can discuss it.
Okay, we can discuss it. I wouldn't say he was, because he wasn't directly working for, because he was working like on the outer rings of these intelligence agencies that weren't really, like these guys weren't really CIA, FBI. They were sort of like fringe.
Fringe guys.
Right.
NSA guys.
Like fringe, yes. So like he wasn't technically committing treason because he wasn't working for the, like, I don't know.
You guys need like a war room with a dry erase whiteboard and put the whole web together and figure it all out.
So the reason why it's the octopus murders is the guy, this journalist who was working on it, he put up a board and it had all these tentacles going everywhere, and he looked up at it one day and it looked like an octopus.
There you go.
Where it came from. Crazy. You guys got to watch this so I can talk to you about it.
All right.
All right, CeeLo, what's going on over there?
Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So a lot of guys stepping up for the Knicks after Jalen Brunson went down in the opening minute of last night's game in Cleveland.
DiVincenzo. McBride for three. Deuce McBride is on the loose. How about these clutch threes? Deuce McBride. 16 points. Gonna play over 47 minutes. And the Knicks are up 107-98.
Bill Pito on MSG. Final basket. Yeah, and final score as the Knicks get a quality road win without their best player and others, of course. McBride entered for Brunson and went down with that scary-looking knee injury. And McBride would play the remainder of the game. Turns out it's a knee contusion for Brunson. X-rays negative. No immediate timetable for his return, but it seems that the Knicks may have avoided disaster there. Dante DiVincenzo, 28 points with 6 threes. And Josh Hart had himself another triple-double, impressing DiVincenzo along the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing that all year. I think he had like 19 rebounds or something tonight. It's ridiculous. So it's just a credit to him, his work ethic, and just always staying ready no matter what.
13 points, 19 boards, 10 assists for Hart. A collective team effort from Tom Thibodeau's bunch overcoming another key injury.
It's been really the story of the season. You know, we've been fighting shorthanded since December. So just keep fighting. And that's all we can do.
And they will fight their way into a 4-game homestand, which begins with the Hawks tomorrow night. You got the Magic later on in the week, and then 2 in a row against the Sixers Sunday and next Tuesday. I won't play you Carlos Mendoza, but I will bring up Sean Manaea. You guys obviously saw his look at the beginning of spring training with the flowing hair and the beard and everything. Did you see yesterday?
He chopped it all off,
clean shaven, Jacob DeGrom-esque, and it was striking. There you go.
Look at that.
Wow,
man.
CBS Sports Network. It is like a different person.
Man, he is a good looking dude.
He looks great. Yeah. So it was the first cut for him since May of 2020.
You think he looks like Benji?
No, I think he could look like Benji, or Benji could look like him.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, maybe.
Am I supposed to know who Benji is?
Benji is Allie's boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Well, that's his first haircut in almost 4 years. So, yeah, much like a lot of guys that eventually get to this point, there's not like some big reason. It was time. Pretty impulsive. So those, the Met fans are going to love Manai. He's got the hair, this, that, and the other thing. Nope, he went the other direction. So now he's nice and clean shaven.
Everything else about the Mets, boring.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Did you...
Man, you're unbelievable. You are relentless.
Did you follow or catch Sauce Gardner Friday on Twitter regarding Zach Wilson?
More LaSauce? Is that what he's doing?
Well, that's what I want to ask you. So this was... He quote tweeted one of these aggregator accounts, you know, NFL Notifications is the name of this one. And it says, rumor alert, Zach Wilson's camp has explored trade options. No team has expressed much interest. In fact, the Jets are being told they will have to tie a draft pick to Wilson or eat the majority of his remaining salary in order to essentially get rid of him, right? So Sauce comes in with the quote tweet and says, this has to be cap. Zach is a baller with the 100 emoji. All he needs is time to throw the ball, and if for whatever reason he don't have it, he can get it done with his leg. So my question is this legitimate defense for his teammate, or is this LaSauce trying to help the Jets make it look like there's more value?
I think it's legit. I do.
No, I think he's trying to boost the value.
What he got to him?
Of course he does.
He's been talking about being the general manager this whole offseason.
Yep.
And this is what GMs do.
The alter ego, LaSauce.
Yeah, this is what GMs do with guys like that. Try to pump them up. So, I mean, he couldn't possibly, the caliber of player that Sauce Gardner is, think that Zach Wilson is any good. So, this is 100%. This is cap.
Baller was in all caps, by
this
the way.
This is cap from LaSauce. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, but did does he have two Twitter accounts?
No, it's the same Twitter account. Okay, okay. You know. He tags it LaSauce sometimes. That one was not tagged LaSauce, obviously, because he doesn't want to make it obvious that he's got his GM hat on.
It's cap because there's no way LaSauce is glazing over Zach Wilson.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know exactly what you're saying now, yes.
Anyone care that you had the 40-yard dash record broken at the combine on Saturday?
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, nationally, yes, but Gio seems uninterested. Xavier Worthy, yeah. By just the basically 1/10 of a second of what John Ross ran back in 2017. So 4.21 is the new record, and he basically sprinted off into the tunnel. Did you see that? Instead of stopping, he just kept going.
The big question I have is, can he catch?
Well, of course, that's always the question.
And can he run routes? Yeah. Does he understand football, or does he just run fast?
Can't just run in a straight line every time.
Right.
Down
you know,
the field?
It's kind of interesting. So, you know, also out of this combine is a kid that did not run a great 40, just like Puka Nacua last year.
Mm-hmm.
But they also now have chips, I guess, on their shirts and stuff like that, so they can measure how quickly they're doing other drills. And Puka, in many of the drills last year, where he's running routes and doing all these different agility things, was the fastest guy, had football speed, if you will.
Yes.
And there was another guy in this particular combine that was able to do the same thing as Puka did. In other words, he did not run a great 40-yard dash time, but once he got into these drills, all of a sudden, the football speed showed up.
The underlying numbers were strong.
Yeah, so I mean, these numbers do help, but at the end of the day, you got to really meet these kids. You got to sit down with them. You got to see whether or not they understand the game, what their role in the game is. And I'm sure Puka blew everybody away for the Rams. It's one of the reasons why they grabbed him when they did.
100%. This is on me for not getting into it till hour three, not because I wasn't aware of it, but I should acknowledge, of course, the passing of Chris Mortensen at the age of 72. We know, obviously, he had not been doing well for some time, battling stage 4 throat cancer. So that coming out from ESPN yesterday, I think it's like a 5-minute piece from Adam Schefter that's floating around that he narrated, kind of covering his life and career, which was well done. So,
and those guys ended up being very close, Schefter and Mortensen, when Adam went from the NFL Network over to ESPN. And he's one of those guys that is uber respected in the business, always has been. Just not one of these shiv guys, not one of these people that you could have a bad thing to say about. And I think a lot of those tributes were coming out yesterday for Chris Mortensen.
100%. All positivity and well-deserved, obviously. Hockey, the Devils did score first in L.A. on Sunday, 15 seconds into the game, but that was it. And it would crumble quickly, and Chico on the call here, not thrilled.
5:16 to go in the opening period, and we're tied at one. Here's a chance. They score!
No! Oh, yeah, and that gave the Kings the lead for good. Philip Deneau had a hat trick in this game, and the Devils have lost two in a row out west to both the Ducks and the Kings with the trade deadline right around the corner. Former King Jonathan Quick gets a one-year extension from the Rangers, so he will continue to back up Igor Shesterkin into next season. Gets a bit of a pay increase for next year as well. By the way, you referenced the game Toronto against Toronto Saturday. What did you think of the Rempe Reeves bout in the third period?
I call it a draw.
Yeah, I would say that's fair.
I thought it was a good fight, called it a draw, but I like Rempe to really start focusing on his hockey as opposed to his fighting.
But didn't you like early in the game when Reeves tried to get him and he basically ignored
him? And he backed off.
And then in the third period,
they had the lead. And,
right.
I mean, yeah, so eventually it was going to happen. Everybody knows who he is. You know, I did talk to Matt the other day. You know, Matt had not heard of him, so he goes, look, anytime I see a guy that's on the play sheet that I don't know of, I always Google them just to see what their story is. So Matt knew his history and everything else, and that's why he, you know, said what he said when they stepped on the ice at MetLife Stadium. You want one? Let's go.
Is that what it is? You want one?
Or something like, you want it? Something like that.
Yeah. But it was good also in the third period. Before the fight went down, he essentially looked over to the bench for
and said, No, not now.
No, they did in the third.
Oh, in the third.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
So early in the game, he's figuring out, picking his spots. And in this case, he was looking for approval from the teammates, and they said, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I said to Matt, I said, Matt, you're playing at MetLife Stadium. Don't you want to play hockey there? you want to sit down for 5 minutes.
Oh, maybe he wanted to get a little bit more of an extended view of all. Everyone in the crowd.
Yeah, maybe.
The beauty and the spectacle of that whole situation.
You know, what was amazing is that the Rangers were up 1-0. Those two fought, and then the Islanders scored the next four goals.
Yeah, yeah. There's a momentum changer.
How about that?
All right, don't cut me off here. We're going to there's a method to the madness. You ready?
Don't cut you off.
Dutch track star, Femke Bol.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Femke Bol.
Broke her own 400-meter world record at the World Indoor Championships in Glasgow.
No.
All right. No. So she's a beast in like hurdles as well. One of the best track athletes going right now, headed for the Olympics, all that good stuff. So she did go viral over the weekend for this interview she gave in the immediate aftermath of setting that new world record. Fair or unfair? Just one of those things that caught the attention of the masses. I'll admit I had not heard of her until I watched this video. So not trying to knock her or anything like that. But for those that don't know her or about her talents, you would have heard this and maybe reacted a certain way.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50s, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how fast she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good. Now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Okay. So, the comparisons to Mickey or Minnie Mouse have been drawn.
Why are you out so late?
Yeah.
Where were you?
That's all I can think of.
I honestly...
I texted you 3 hours ago and you left me on red.
I didn't want to get duped. Hoff sent this to Jerry, who sent it to me knowing I was in today.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, this almost seems like it's doctored. Like, this can't be real, right? Now, I will say, I checked some other interviews that she's done, even from later that day. So she just finished the race, right?
Yeah.
So she's kind of out of breath. I think that elevated it a little bit. So this other clip, it's not as bad, but it definitely seems to be more of a higher pitched voice individual.
What was your goal coming in here? Was it gold or were you thinking at all about that clock?
The goal was gold, but I knew I needed a really good race to win this gold. I knew I had to open fast, and once you open fast, you have to keep going because you'll die anyway. And
all right, so you get the drift.
Yeah.
It's a little better there, and I know a lot of people that follow her were kind of coming to her defense in the comments on social media, like, you know, she's a great athlete, she's a great ambassador, she's a great person, like, why are you coming after her, so on and so forth. So one of those things, again, it gets everyone's attention. They don't know anything about the person. Everyone just dives in and has a hot take on
it.
Would
you fight that voice?
I wouldn't run against that voice.
That's for sure.
She was just blowing by people, destroying the field over there at the indoor championship. So you can look forward to seeing it. What is it? Paris Summer Games, right?
2024, yes. Yeah. Paris.
You can check her out from the Netherlands.
By the way, you know, there's 3-on-3 basketball in the Olympics.
Yes. Didn't that start last? Was this the first year? Or did
I don't know. I talked to Jimmer Fredette. You remember Jimmer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually was on the U.S. team to qualify for the Olympics.
Just to get them in, but he's not playing.
Yeah, and I asked him, I said, so like, you know, 3-on-3 basketball, are we dominating or no? He goes, you know, you got to understand, it's a completely different game. And as we have seen here with the big three.
Yeah.
But it's a completely different game. And there are certain teams like Serbia. And he gave me like 3 or 4 other teams that are like unbelievable in this like 3-on-3 deal.
Hmm. I mean, we better win. 3-on-3.
Well, I mean, he's on the qualifying team. Is he playing on the actual Olympic team?
He didn't know. They haven't chosen a team, but he was on the qualifying team. And, you know, obviously the reason why is because he can shoot.
That helps, yeah.
And he says, you know, you don't want 7-footers. You want more guys that are probably like 6'6 to 6'7 and some guy that can handle the ball.
So it's such a completely different sport. Why don't we'll get Caitlin Clark on the team? What do you think?
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm surprised. Why wouldn't they have women's 3-on-3?
Maybe they do.
Who knows?
All right. Very good, CeeLo. I'll see you next hour.
Maybe.
Maybe.
See if I can scratch
and this
up
guy,
for us.
This javelin thrower sounds like Goofy. Crazy.
I'll see if I can effort that for us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I love that end of that D'Agostino commercial. That is really just legendary stuff when that lawyer just sings. And I don't know if he thinks he's does he think he sounds good when he does that? Or whatever it is, it got my attention the first time I heard it. Now every time I hear it, I love it.
Well, that's the idea, is for it to get your attention.
D'Agostino, law
fights back.
I think it's law fight back, I think.
I thought it was law fights back.
I think law bite back. D'Agostino. He just breaks into song like it's a musical out of nowhere.
You think if you walk into their offices,
D'Agostino, law bite back.
That's fights back. Law fights back.
I hear bite back.
What do you hear, Al?
I'd have to hear that. I think, I got to hear it. Sorry.
D'Agostino, law bite back.
It's a bite.
Yeah, I think
there bite. I heard bite. First time I heard fight. Now I hear bite.
Yeah.
Law, bite back. Yeah.
Sounds like he's singing in church.
Yeah. D'Agostino.
D'Agostino. Law, bite back.
Oh, that is phenomenal. You got to love it, man. You absolutely got to love it.
Is there, and
I went to their website. It's bite back.
Yeah.
Like it a is dog bite. Bite. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
D'Agostino, law, bite back.
Yeah. Like when you're in church and you're singing, it doesn't seem like any of the words go together and they don't rhyme.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've been singing in church. I gotta tell you. But, I understand what you're saying. It sort of has that same feel. Now, I know you do reads for Michael the Bull Lamonzoff, Al. Does D'Agostino, do they have, is that like a similar thing? Should we not be talking about him?
Well, there are advertisers here on the radio station.
So it's fine.
But yeah, they do similar things.
Did they ask you to sing?
Michael the Bull does not ask me to sing.
Michael the Bull?
Yeah, Michael the Bull.
Michael the Bull.
What's his endorsement he's got on the warm-up show? First break, warm-up show every day.
Yep, Michael
the
Bull.
Are you sick and tired of your lawyer dragging out your cases? Well, Michael the Bull.
Dodging your phone calls?
Yeah. So, and then so you got, you know, if you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Oh, okay.
You got that, and then you got D'Agostino.
No. Law, bite back. D'Agostino, law, bite back.
And then you got Decolator, Cohen, and DePrisco, LLC. So you got a whole bunch of them out
there. Yeah, they don't get. But policemen's right to sue.
Policemen'sRightToSue.com.
Yes.
Did you slip and fall on the job? Did you break your ankle in a pothole? Then you got all the Darius Paduke people, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, a lot of lawyers out there going, I mean, boy.
Going after it.
Yeah. I don't know who's, like, does Paduke, does he have, is there a specific law firm that the Paduke?
Yeah, well, the one that we have, I think it is a specific law firm.
Oh, okay. Because I don't remember that. I think, I just thought it was Darius Paduke. All I hear is Darius Paduke.
Yeah.
Now, here's something that's interesting and just popped into my mind now that we're talking about that, because you asked this question off the air. So there is a guy here. Larry, he does the afternoon news. Larry M, anybody, works here at Wins.
At Wins.
He's got one of the great voices of all time. And he, I believe that he is the one voicing Larry Mullins. Larry Mullins, is that it? So he voices that one of those Darius Paduke commercials, like Darius Paduke is a predator. That one.
Okay.
So I did a podcast with him, I don't know, maybe a year ago, when we were about Irrational Fears. He does an Odyssey podcast for Irrational Fears, and mine was the Yellowstone supervolcano exploding in our lifetime. So that's the first time I really got his voice. So when that Darius Paduke commercial was running that day, and it's like, Darius Paduke is a predator. You said, is that the Instagram reel and TikTok voice?
Yes.
That is used on everything. And I'm like, I think that's an AI voice. But, you know, that voice that's a real, you know, when you and your buddies are out on a par 4 and your buddy hits it in the water, you know, like something like
yes,
that, you know,
yes, yes.
When your dog comes home and he's eaten the remote control, like that voice.
Yeah. Like if you go back to Izzo, I don't know if Izzo still works here, but if you go back there,
he's here today.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, he can put whatever typed content he wants in and use that AI voice.
Yes, but I think that someone took Larry Mullins' voice and made it the famous Instagram reel TikTok voice. Because it sounds like him. I don't know if he knows.
The guy, if we're thinking about the same voice, I
you know this guy.
I know who Larry Mullins is. But Al, you have a TikTok open or anything? You got something open that's got a voice to it?
I do not. I don't. I'm not on TikTok, so I don't know what you're referencing.
This is Instagram reels too.
Instagram reels.
So there's a voiceover for almost every reel in TikTok. It's the same voice where it'll be explaining something. Now I don't want to sit and scroll through while we're on the air, but I guarantee you could find it in 5 seconds.
This is the best golf course.
Where it's the narration voice, and it's like an AI voice, but I think it's Larry Mullins' voice, or at least someone who. I don't know, maybe an AI Larry Mullins. It's crazy. It sounds just like the guy.
Yes.
If I was him, I'd be going after like, hey, that's my freaking voice. It's on everything. I want to get some scrajole out of this.
You would think so.
Yeah. But that's an all-time voice. Darius Paduke
is. I think I have an answer for you if I can back this up here.
Okay.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Quote that changed my life. Listen closely.
Yeah.
Everyone must choose. The famous voice in Instagram Reels, motivational reels in particular, is mine. I'm not a human, but an AI-generated voice.
Yeah.
Now I will show you how to create my voice to use.
Okay, there you go. Now, have you heard Larry Mullins? His X account has got something. If you can go to Larry Mullins and play something.
I do. I have something I could play you from Larry Mullins, 1010 Wins. Go ahead.
Technology stocks.
I don't know where you are, but where we are right now, it's been crazy.
It's too confusing.
Yeah, because you got
he's got multiple things going.
Hello, family. Welcome to the house.
Some snow or flurries in the forecast.
Getting ready to do the old show this afternoon.
Nah, it's too
good. Larry Mullins, he's weekends, right?
No. I think he does every day, 2 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, 2 weekdays. O'clock. Okay.
If you hear him on the air, and it's not like one of these videos, and you compare it to that AI-generated voice we just heard on Instagram Reels, it's spot on. It's the same thing. I'm sure people have told that to him, but I would have been like, hell, that's my voice, goddammit. It's everywhere. And you AI-generated my voice, and it's billions and billions of views of narration.
All right, which was it OpenAI that generated this voice? Who was the one that actually generated the voice?
I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Do you have any idea of what's going on in the world of AI right now?
I mean, a little bit.
Okay.
Tip of the icebergs.
Yeah. You might want to, educate yourself on that.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
I mean, all right, so give me something that you think
Listen, it's
octopus murder kind of stuff?
It could be, yes.
Well, I know Izzo's back there, creating a AI version of himself so he can leave for a better job and then still stay here. That's what I think he's doing.
Yes. I could see that. I could definitely see that.
He would be the guy to do that. He's smart enough to figure out stuff
like this.
Everyone wants to know who I'm choosing for my vice president. I'll announce it now. I'm choosing Al Hughes, the great Al Hughes. He's an awesome pick, an amazing man, a law and order guy who is loyal, and I know I can count on. Just don't expect to see him after 7 p.m. Him and Whimsy will be asleep.
And it's freaky, though, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
That is totally freaky. I mean, you could use it to make somebody sound really silly, or maybe if somebody already sounds silly, you can make that person sound loosened.
Yes.
So are you talking about that kind of stuff, just manipulating facts, Bo? Or you're talking about when
there's a lot of stuff going on right now in that space, in this technology space.
But you're not talking about them taking over.
Not necessarily them taking over, but I'm just invading pretty much every, every aspect of voice. And, if you're an actor, actress, singer, who knows where this is headed.
Or a retired football player who may be leaving us, but you'll continue on.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you've been doing it for years.
That is true.
That is very true. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports.
D'Agostino, law, fight back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.